This is MSO News Sports. Stacey Lawrence, Ipswich volleyball coach, is joining us here on MSO News Sports. And Stacey, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
Well, you've won two tournament matches so far, and 20-0 on the season. And you got the big one coming up this week. At least it's big on the North Shore with Hamilton Wenham, the number 8 seed. You guys, the number 1 seed, coming over to the Roundy Gym. Let's begin right there. What can you tell me? What are your thoughts on this matchup for the third time this year against Hamilton Wenham?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you get to the tournament, you kind of want to play somebody new, but the fact that we do get to play our town rivals is definitely makes the playoff environment a little bit more special, you know, especially when it is for that Final Four trophy. And I am sure Hamilton Wenham's just as amped up as we are in terms of getting in and playing, and I think we're going to see the biggest crowd that we've seen so far this season, especially with it being the Friday of Veterans Day weekend. And I mean, my kids are excited. They're hungry, they're ready to battle, and the fact that it's against Hamilton Wenham definitely adds another layer of excitement to it, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely a great event, for sure. And you're right, when you go to the tournament, you really do expect to play teams that you haven't played before, but in this case, it's kind of special. And they have that thing, beating a team three times in one season is very difficult, but as the two-time defending champs, what else can you share with us about the two previous matchups with the Generals?
Yeah, I think it's kind of actually both matches were similar in that the first and the third sets were pretty close in terms of it was about like around 25-18, 25-20 were the set scores, and then the second set of both matches was kind of a blowout. So I think it's important for our kids to remember kind of, you know, going into it that they are going to be hungry and they are going to want to take a win from us, especially since we have swept them both times. But that we also need to just continue to play our game. And I think it's easy to get wrapped up into the emotions of playoffs, especially when it's a rivalry game. It's just kind of just like slow down, be like, it's a point at a time, and we're going to take it a point at a time. And if things happen that might not go the way that we want to, we're going to take it in stride and continue to go from there. So my kids are ready, and I think it's helpful that we know how they play as well, especially knowing kids in terms of like club and off season and stuff like that definitely kind of helps us. But we'll just see how it goes, I guess.
Well, you're coasted in those first two playoff games. Any notes to share from those first two playoff wins for you guys in the tournament?
Yeah, it definitely showed us our energy levels. I mean, it's always hard being an upper seed and playing the lower seeded teams because the speed of the game is so much different, and it kind of catches our kids by surprise. And so I think it was really kind of important for our kids to realize, like, hey, like, you can't coast through anymore. Like, this is playoffs. Everybody's going to be coming for you. And you got to be ready whether you like it or not. And knowing how our energy needs to be in order to kind of, you know, keep us in our state of flow, right, that idea of how energized you are kind of makes you play at your best. And so it definitely has given us the opportunity to figure out what that level of energy and adrenaline is for our team to kind of be in that flow spot.
Well, you talk about energy, and you know you come from a good place with the two straight state titles, but also so the expectations are high for you guys, obviously. But it's always a new group of girls, if you will. It's a new team every year. So, what are you telling them now at this point of the year? I think we talked a little bit about this earlier in the season, but now you're right in the middle of the playoffs.
Yeah, and actually, we've been talking about this at practice the last couple of days, and it's. You don't need to do anything special, reinvent the wheel, right? Kind of come up with this crazy thing in order to win matches. Like, we've gotten where we are, and we've only dropped two sets all year because of the skills that they have and because of the work that they've continued to put in. And so I think it's really important, you know, we've been reminding them of that every day. It's really, like I said, it's easy to get caught up in it. It's easy to feel like, oh, it's playoffs, we need to do something special. It's like, you just need to play Ipswich volleyball. Like, Ipswich volleyball is good volleyball, and everybody kind of try to need to do that something special to throw us off of our game. So we just need to keep focusing on what we're doing and what we can do really well and exploit the other team's weaknesses through those skills that we already know how to do.
All right, Coach, maybe you could just share a player note or two. It doesn't just have to be two players, several players, please, if you could. And just give our listeners maybe that have not heard you talk about the team so far this year, maybe give a little overview of your team and the key players on your team.
Yeah, so I would probably say to start, I have two senior captains who have been playing for the whole season. I had one that was out for an injury, but they, Ella Stein and Tessa O'Flynn, have been doing a great job in terms of, like, keeping the team united and kind of, you know, being that senior leader. They've both been starters since they were sophomores, both key roles in that first tournament win and then last year's as well. And so just being able to have their experience and have their leadership has been really, really huge for us, especially Tess being able to come in with energy. She runs our really fast offense very well, and I put a lot of pressure on her, and she definitely rises to that occasion. Sophie DiGrappo, who is my other senior captain, who unfortunately experienced an injury against Hamilton our first time around, is finally back and ready to play, and she keeps the team fired up, and she's done a really, really good job despite her injury and being out for 6 weeks, staying involved and staying engaged in what the team is needing from her and kind of, you know, giving her support continually through that. I also got juniors Claire Valezza and Addison Pillis, who have really been able to terminate on offense and be able to put the ball where nobody is, hit the ball with pace and strength. That's been really key for us as well. Emily Hannibal in the back row as our libero is able to keep lots of things up and allows us to run our fast offense. And I could probably go on and on, but those are definitely the names that are coming to me right now. So,
well, that's a great list. And Stacey, anything else you want to share with us about Ipswich volleyball here again after the two tournament wins so far?
You know, and I think this program has done a really good job at taking it day by day and point by point. You know, we talk about being 20-0, which is a phenomenal, you know, accomplishment. But once the game's over, we're 0-0. And it's just about the next game, and it's just about the next point. All those things are great, but we got to stay focused on what's ahead, and that's taking it one game at a time. And I think they do that really, really well. And they love the game. You know, they're fun to watch. I know I'm biased. They're my kids, right? But if you're not doing anything on Friday, need something to do on a Veterans Day weekend, come on down to Ipswich, 4 o'clock for first serve. And I think it's going to be quite an electric atmosphere, especially in our gym. I think it'll be a very exciting match, even if you're not familiar with volleyball. It'll be fun.
No, absolutely. Great take. 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. You're absolutely right. And Coach, I think you're making the right decision to not scrap everything you've done so far this year and change it all up. I think that's a good idea. I think that's the way to do it myself. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So they're going to stay the course, this Ipswich volleyball team, and rightfully so. Well, Stacey, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck on Friday night, and thanks for all this information, and congrats on all the accomplishments so far this year.
Thank you very much. Appreciate having us on again, so thank you.
You got it. Stacey Lawrence, Ipswich volleyball coach, here on MSONewsSports.com.